USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Protesters gathered for a third night outside the Brooklyn Center, Minnesota Police Department Tuesday, following the fatal police shooting of Dante Wright. State police and National Guard troops began to clear the crowd from around the building before a 10 p.m. curfew, after some protesters began shaking the complex's fence and throwing projectiles at officers. A number of protesters were arrested. The officer who shot Wright, Kim Potter, and Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon both resigned on Tuesday. And police in California announced an arrest Tuesday in the 1996 disappearance of college student Kristen Smart. San Luis Obispo County Sheriff Ian Parkinson says they've arrested two men in connection to the disappearance of Smart. Paul Flores was arrested on charges of murder, and his father Raul was arrested on charges of accessory to murder. Flores had been the prime suspect in the case since Smart's 1996 disappearance. He was the last person seen with Smart on the campus of Cal Poly University before she disappeared on May 25, 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The Biden administration is planning on pulling all remaining troops out of Afghanistan later this year. The Washington Post first reporting the decision to pull troops from the country by September. More than 3,000 troops will remain in Afghanistan past a May 1st deadline initially set by former President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell criticized the decision from the Senate floor, saying that the administration had decided to abandon the fight against terrorism.
Precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake. It is a retreat in the face of an enemy that has not yet been vanquished, an abdication of American leadership. Leaders in both parties, including me, offered criticism when the prior administration floated the concept of a reckless withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan. Those same voices in both parties should be equally concerned about the Biden administration's announcement today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A proposal to pay Central American countries in an attempt to stem the flow of migrants to the U.S. southern border is drawing negative reactions. Tim Berg has that story.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are reacting with anger and disbelief to a proposal by the Biden administration to send cash payments to Central America as a way to combat the illegal immigrant crisis, describing the plan as madness. Roberta Jacobson, the White House's outgoing southern border coordinator, saying the proposal would be targeted at Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the three Northern Triangle countries that are the source of much of the migration wave currently crashing against the U.S.-Mexico border. Advisor to former President Trump, Stephen Miller, saying this plan is lunacy.
We have reached the bottomless depths of absurdity, and it will most certainly not work. And I will tell you why. An illegal immigrant or an illegal immigrant family thinking of coming to the United States is very well aware of the financial benefits for them of doing so if they're able to get here and maintain a long-term residence here.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And President Biden has proposed a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin after a Tuesday phone call between the two leaders. The call coming as tensions rise between Russia and its neighbor Ukraine. Russian troops have been massing at the eastern border of Ukraine as fighting between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists has picked up in recent weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.